You're listening to Amber and Billows on Sunraysia's Hit 99.5.
Got a bone to pick with you, Amber.
What have I done?
Were you going to tell me at any point that I'm not 16 anymore?
Why is that my job?
Oh, God. Someone forgot to remind me, that's for sure. me, a few of the Harvey Norman boys and a few other guys, we got together to get a basketball team going.
Oh, fun.
Last night we had our first training session. And I am not 16 anymore, which is the last time I played basketball.
Is that why you're making all those dad groaning noises every time you move?
That is me having to, that's just me to move any muscle at the moment.
Yeah.
I'm wheezing, like if you've noticed my voice coming and going a little bit this morning, it's because I'm that unfit that I'm wheezing 12 hours after the fact. We rolled up to the hot house last night and I'm like, oh, good, this will be good, just nice, small group
intimate,
of guys.
Yep.
We can realise that we're not very good and we can be unfit. We get there and it's the grand final of like the junior league. So every court is chockers with parents and kids.
Yeah.
They're all running late because there's been some close games, so there's been overtime. And we're just standing there, grown men, no kids. Standing in the hot house like...
Looking like a bunch of wannabes.
Can you guys finish so that we can play and be fat already? It was, and then we've got it. I won't say an audience, but more people around than we wanted to be there.
When do you start games?
Next month, I think. Oh, God, that's really soon, isn't it? Next couple of weeks, I believe, and we are not ready.
Well...
Look... I'm not the worst player on the team, but I'm maybe the most unfit.
Would you rather?
Here are two very different scenarios.
You need to pick whichever one you please, though.
The choice is yours, which one will it be, oh?
Would you rather?
Amber, would you rather punch your own mother in the face?
Oh, my God.
Or... sit down and watch the Stormy Daniels, Donald Trump sex tape that probably exists.
Oh, my God.
Todd, you were going to have a trouble with this one.
Wow. I mean...
because I know you love your mother. She's wonderful. She's a saint.
She's, yeah, spectacular.
But...
and after all she's done for me in my life, how could I do that?
But also, Donald Trump sex tape.
I'd probably never have sex again.
No. No. No.
I would shut it all down. Just like, nope, nope,
like,
nope. Nope.
Just there with your duct tape, just closed for business, guys.
Wow.
It's a tough one. It's a tough one this week.
Because I'm a curious person.
Yes.
And like...
see, I'm with you there. I love a celeb sex tape.
Yeah. But I mean, who wants to see Donald Trump's naked ass?
No, I'm not. It's, that's
glowing
not even,
in the dark.
Yeah, all Cheeto-y.
Ew.
So you've started thinking about the wrong end, I think.
Oh, yeah.
No one wants to see that, but you know... Go around to the front door, Amber.
I don't want to think about that either.
Well, let's punch your mother in the face then. This is just hypothetical at this point.
Yeah.
If you were to pick that, you'd have to sit down and watch it.
Yeah. Well, see, we don't know how long it is because it only allegedly exists.
It's my hypothetical, so I know how long it is.
How long is it?
It's a good 2.5 hours.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. Oh, there's heaps of foreplay.
I can't even... I can't even sit through, like... a movie that's more than 2 hours long.
And no falling asleep either. You can have those weird metal things that keep your eyes open. Eye drops so that you don't have to blink.
That's some MK Ultra stuff. Like.
Yes.
Okay.
Watch the Stormy Daniels, Donald Trump sex tape that probably exists, or punch your mother in the face.
Well, I would just have to take one for the team and
punch
watch.
Your mother in the face.
No. And watch the sex tape.
That's very big of you.
Well, I can't punch my mom.
No.
She'd be grateful that I was watching a sex tape.
The worst porno that exists. Amber, a council in Queensland have just altered their laws just a little bit. They've tweaked it a bit.
Okay.
So if you leave your wheelie bin out for too long, they could charge you, they could fine you $2,500. $2,500 if you leave your bin out too long.
That's dumb.
And that is, their definition is 24 hours after bin collection.
Whoa.
Yeah. So
who
pretty much if you...
hasn't left their bin out for a day?
I've left it out for days.
Yeah.
Plural.
Totally.
Now, they have said, look, guys, We've got it on the books, but it's just to discourage people from doing it. We're not going out looking for people who have left the bins out. If there's a complaint from one of your neighbours, we might have to get down that that route. And
who's
after
that
a few...
offended by a bin, though?
God, I hope not my neighbours.
Yeah. If your bin's on the street and your neighbour's like, oh, my God, what an eyesore.
Yeah.
Like, who really cares that much?
13, 12, 16, what ridiculous thing did you get fined for?
Oh.
That's what I want to talk about today. Now, I'm, as a general rule, a pretty law-abiding citizen, so I haven't copped a lot of fines.
Yeah, me too.
I've gone all right. We used to have the police roll up to our house when I was in a share house just for noise stuff.
Yeah.
Because we were party animals. Life of that party at our street. Our neighbours hated
us.
Yeah,
no doubt.
But 13, 12, 16, have you been fined for something ridiculous? That's what I want to talk about today. Because $2,500 for leaving your wheelie bin out?
Yeah.
That is week's pay for something, an oversight.
Yeah.
Not a week's pay.
That's
several weeks' pay. I want to clear that up. Yeah. I am poor.
Yeah. I've only been fined, like a parking fine,
yeah,
which I ran over to try to stop. And it was my birthday. That's the only fine, like, I got.
You were trying...
He did the whole, like, I've already written up the ticket. And I'm like, but I'm right here. I'll move it now.
So Amber just straight broke the law and got a parking ticket. And because she's really entitled, thought she'd get out of it because it's her birthday.
No, I'm just pointing out that that was a series of unfortunate events.
Which started with you breaking the law. 13, 12, 16. What ridiculous thing did you get fined for? Council in Queensland has tweaked their laws so you could be fined up to $2,500 if you leave your wheelie bin out 24 hours after collection.
That's hectic.
That is so hectic.
So
like
much
the amount
money.
Of times I would have been fined.
Man.
Notorious for it.
Totally. It just skips my mind sometimes. Yeah. Just leave it out there.
Yeah. You're just waiting for one of your housemates to do it. I know you.
Well, Riz, my boyfriend, his chore is the bins. That's his job.
His chore.
That's his
What's
job.
Your chore?
Hey.
Because I've heard a lot of Riz's chores.
Hey.
I haven't heard any of Amber's chores.
I do heaps of stuff. 13, 12, 16. Billy's is about to get fined for being an a-hole. 13, 12, 16. Jen, babe, what did you get fined for?
It wasn't me, but it was my friend. And I did not know this was a thing, right? But the cops pulled him over and gave him a fine for having no water in his windscreen wipers.
Oh,
is that a law?
Snap.
I don't know.
I guess it must be a safety thing. I've never heard that. Now, be honest, is there a chance that your friend was being a bit of a tool to get fined for that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so they were looking for sort of any excuse.
I
and I guess anything, like if your windscreen wipers don't work on your car, then your car is not roadworthy.
Yeah.
So they could pick you up for it not functioning in its full capacity.
I think they can also get you for things like your horn not working and that sort of stuff. So it makes sense, but geez, you've got to be a top shelf tool to get fined for not having water in your windscreen wipes. How much is that fine worth?
I think it was about 200 and something.
Rough.
No, I think your friend's an idiot.
I think so too.
I genuinely believe he deserved this just quietly.
Awesome. Thanks for your call, Jen.
Thanks, guys.
Keep them coming through as well. 13, 12, 16. I know a guy that got fined for doing a brown eye. 13, 12, 16. Did
Not
you get a ridiculous one? No.
No.
Brown eye.
Yeah. There's a distinction there. Diddle-loo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-noo-no
I reckon.
It's not even out of the south. It's just this woman's name's LaDonna.
I was fully going to have a guess that it was a story from the south.
Well, it's from Ohio. I don't know where Ohio is, but.
Is it naughty or is it sporty?
It is naughty.
Okay.
A woman from Ohio, Amber, has been arrested after making lewd comments to the Easter Bunny at a carousel park. You've got to be thinking of when you're sitting in a jail cell, some of your life decisions have got to go through your head when you're like, how did I end up here?
Was she intoxicated?
Funny you ask that, Emma. She was arrested for public intoxication.
Okay.
She was having a picture taken with the Easter Bunny.
Are you allowed to repeat what she said?
I don't know what she said. I'm ready to speculate, though. She's arrested after being intoxicated while having a picture taken with the Easter Bunny and then went on to ride a carousel.
Ooh.
I'll show that sexy Easter Bunny what's what. Whee! It's true. back to the carousel after making the Easter Bunny feel uncomfortable.
Oh, man. Like, flip that and imagine there's a man being drunk and annoying and saying
at
lewd
Disneyland
things
with
to
Princess
a woman.
Jasmine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not okay.
Not okay.
So, LaDonna, not okay.
Is that a carrot in your pants, or are you just a really happy Easter Bunny now that I'm here on your lap?
I just love this story. I think my favourite part is the fact that she's just like, well,
that was fun.
Sexually harass the Easter Bunny, now for some carousels. Want to hear about some parenting done right, Amber?
Yes.
This woman in the States, this is so good. She's from Georgia. Her son was getting a bit uppity. Mm-hmm. And he was thinking he was a bit too good for Walmart, and it was sort of implying that the kids who weren't wearing brand name stuff weren't as good as him, and rah, 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 entitled little snot.
Yeah.
Well, the mother took him off to the American equivalent of the Salvos, gave him $20 and went, get a week's worth of clothes. That's all you're wearing this week.
Yes.
And he cried and carried on, and she went, carry on all you like.
How old are we talking?
We're talking 15.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Oh, sorry. No, that was... It's around that age, I believe. Yeah. Mid-teens.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's right.
That's awesome. That's well, at least now he knows that he can't go to school and pick on kids that...
That's right.
...wear Walmart clothes.
Because he
brand name clothes do not make you a better person.
You're probably wearing a shirt someone died in, mate. Think about that when you're making fun of the fat kid, huh? How do you like them apples?
That got dark.
Really did.
You're listening to the best of Amber and Billows on Sunraysia's Hit 99.5.